this side of country. This side of country.
You're tuned into This Side of Country with Trav. We're powered each and every day by our good pals at Fix It Forward Auto Care. He's back in studio. We got our good pal, Skyler with Thunder Coffee, for another full cup conversation, getting to know some of the nonprofits that you need to know right here in the Fargo-Moorhead community. Brother Skyler, how you doing over there?
Hey, good morning, Trav. I'm doing great.
You got your coffee now?
I do. Yeah. First cup of the day, surprisingly.
I don't know how you do it. There, I was just telling you off air here that there was a study that said you really want to be your best self. Try not to have any caffeine within the first 90 to 120 minutes of your day. I can't even do 90 seconds.
Well, look at me trying to be my best self over here. Nice self-improvement.
I can't do it. It's got to be one of the first things. Like, I'll have a glass of water, take a couple of deep breaths. I'm like, okay, let's pour that cup of coffee. Right. Got to do it, man.
Well, I don't blame you.
It's fall. Fall starts, would you say, technically tomorrow?
I've got a sweatshirt on.
Yeah, you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. Anxiously waiting. But did you see the forecast? It's supposed
90s.
To be hot.
Yeah, 90, so. You know what? I'm going to take it, though, because we had like 7 months of winter last year.
Yeah.
And we were all complaining how it stuck around too long. I'll take a few more days of hot weather.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll work on this J-Lo glow over the weekend one more time here.
I am here for flannel season. I wish it was a couple more months. And the hooded sweatshirt has been a staple in my wardrobe for like 30 years.
Absolutely. Yeah. My wife literally looks at my hoodies in the closet there, and she goes, it's almost time, babies. Be patient. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, over there at Thunder Coffee, are you doing like a fall line of coffees, would you say?
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. The new fall menu drops tomorrow.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
And we've got some fun ones coming up. We'll bring back some of the classics. We've got a pumpkin spice, and we do the French toast latte every year.
Ooh.
That one's like a maple syrup, cinnamon,
yum,
a little bit of vanilla. But the team came up with some great drinks.
Okay.
We've got, somebody did a horchata.
Ooh.
So we've got we did a couple of drinks based on that. There's a great drink called the Barbara Spiceland.
Barbara Spiceland.
Spiceland.
So like cloves, maybe a little bit, cinnamon or something.
It's
or?
A little rhubarb in there too, with some fall spice flavors.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Like, do you have like a lab where you just put all these flavors together and taste test? How does go?
I have the best team.
Yeah, you do.
And they do a really good job of putting their thinking caps on and not being afraid to say, this sounds weird, but I think it could taste good.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is why every day I've been nominating you for best local coffee shop of the Red River Valley.
Oh.
It's the Inforum, that time of year where you can nominate your favorite local favorite.
Oh,
so Thunder Coffee's been on my nomination list every single day.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's bring home the W this year.
We'll try. I think it was like third or fourth place last year.
Right. Yeah. Right. I know the radio show won in 2021. Last year we got runner up. So this year I'm hoping we get back and get the W again.
Get the win again.
Yeah, absolutely. One last thing about pumpkin spice. How committed to pumpkin spice are you?
Me personally?
Yeah. Like, would you try anything outside of coffee?
I don't understand the question.
All right. Like, you know, sometimes they do pumpkin spice Kit Kats, you know?
If it's sweet, Trav, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. Because a lot of people are like,
on a savory item, take it or leave it. But if it's sweet, man, it's going in my face.
I'm
going
to take a complete weird turn on this. I read this story online here. This is what we do here in radio. We have some fun and read the interesting things. There's a new thing out on the market, pumpkin spice. It's called Dumpkin Spice Butt Wipes. Have your butt.
So you're not supposed to eat
pumpkin
it.
Pumpkin spiced. Yeah, absolutely. Hmm. That's a thing. And it's for guys.
Weird.
I don't know why.
Weird. I'd try it.
You would try it. All right.
Just to see what the hype is about, you know? I don't know. I'll smell like a candle.
Right. Well, we got another full cup conversation. From that, we go into our full cup conversation. My brother, who are we going to be speaking with today?
Today, we have the Ann Carlson Center here. We've got Preston and Tiffany joining us to tell us all about what the Ann Carlson Center does.
Well, and fantastic.
It's a fun one for me because I used to work for the Ann Carlson Center.
No kidding.
Yeah, way back when. It's been a long time, but it was a college job of mine.
No kidding. Well, that's very... Well, I'm sorry that you have to follow the pumpkin spice butt wipe conversation, but thanks for being in studio, by the way. It's nice to meet you both.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Quick question. Was Ann Carlson School, that was originated in Jamestown?
Yes. Yeah, it was originally the Crippled Children's School.
Yeah.
In 1941, so we've been around for 82 years.
Wow.
And as the times change, we are no longer the Crippled Children's School. And
that's awesome.
We are now named after one of the original teachers, former administrator, Dr. Ann Carlson.
Can we talk about Ann?
yeah.
for a little
yeah.
bit. Can you guys give us a little history on who she is, who she was, the legacy she left?
Yeah, so Dr. Ann was, I mean, she was a go-getter. I know people probably think that she would be known as like a warm and fuzzy lady, but she really was not. It was no holds bar. She was a lady that was born without her lower forearms, lower legs, in a time where those kind of children were generally discarded, put in orphanage situations. And but her family kept her in the house and made sure she was very educated. She went on to get a master's and a PhD in education.
Amazing.
She did not let her physical limitations, you know, keep her disabled. Sure. She made sure that she had every ability. She, you know, when she came to be an administrator and a teacher at the center in Jamestown, she wanted every kid to know that your abilities might be different, mm-hmm. but you have no excuses. You can do everything just as well as anybody else. You're just going to do it different.
Yeah. And she did.
She
right?
did. She drove a car.
Wow.
I mean, the campus, she lived on campus for a while, and mm-hmm. her place was upstairs, which now those stairs are probably not fire code safe at all. But I mean, there was just no excuses.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just the greatest stories. And
wow. One of the things I remember, and I don't remember if it was part of a training or an orientation or something, but was she on a talk show at some point? Did she like went on like
she
a Johnny Carson or something like that?
Yeah,
she was went on some night show.
She did some speaking engagements, you know, throughout the country. She won the highest award in North Dakota, which is the Rough Rider Award.
Okay.
I mean, had been awarded the Presidential Disabled Person of the Year Award.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And, I mean, just an amazing, inspirational person.
Yeah.
So
what year was the school founded?
1941.
Math is hard. That's on me for asking you a math question on the radio.
I was born in the 80s, so for me, I still think like 1990 was last year. So.
I had to address that on the radio yesterday. Somebody asked me my age, and I go, let's just say I was born in the 1900s and leave it at that.
Right, yeah. Time is slipping on me.
It really is.
So in the time that I was there, in the early 2000s, we had... Well, so it was the Ann Carlson Center, and they had school and a couple of residential wings, and that was it at the time. Can you tell us about the growth and how things have changed in the last 20-ish years?
Yeah, so what originally was just one location in Jamestown, which had, you know, the basics. It had education rooms, some therapy rooms, a residential space for the medically complex individuals. Mm-hmm. We've now grown to over 8 locations across the state of North Dakota.
Wow.
We offer 13-ish different services, including speech, OT, PT, and education still. We have medically complex units. We have behaviorally complex units. Early intervention is huge, especially in our Fargo area. Mm-hmm. We also have community-based service for some of our adults in various markets across the state that also help people who have disabilities and delays work through employment and vocational services. So
sure, that's amazing.
We've got a lot. You know, it's kind of one of those, we're doing more in places you didn't know we were,
right.
Yeah.
And it's all over the state of North Dakota now.
Yeah, so when I was leaving, they were just building the cottages. Those were brand new, and they had
yes.
a couple of, was it three?
Three
cottages that were available, and those just promoted some more independent living that was a little less like a dorm.
Yes.
Right? And then all of a sudden, I saw you guys were in Fargo. Mm-hmm. And so what kind of, is there a center here or is it mostly in-home care or what do you do here?
So our Fargo office offers early intervention is our biggest Fargo service. But we offer our tailor-made living also in Fargo, which is adults who have aged out of our education program, so over 21, they do independent living. They each have their own apartment, and it's just in a building I mean, it looks like a house. If you pass by it on the street, you won't know that it isn't somebody's house, but it's actually got, I believe, 6 different apartment units in it, but it's all adults with disabilities, various disabilities, living independently with, you know, a nursing staff person there to help with different needs that they might have. But it's a great program. Fargo also offers physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. So there's, I mean, each market has its own niche. I would say Fargo's very well known for early intervention, though.
So where's been the newest one? Where, what facility or where in the state are you going that's the most recent one?
Well, if we're looking at the most recent new location, it would be Valley City. But if you're looking at the newest building, we're actually in the process of building a brand new state-of-the-art facility for our Jamestown campus.
Oh, really?
Because the Jamestown campus, as you know, having worked there, is...
It was old. It was old when I was there.
It's 80 years old, and it looks it. So it, the cost to renovate it would have been just... almost as much as building new, so you might as well just start from scratch.
There's one. There was one piece there that was like stood above it. Well, a couple of things. There was a white room. You ever been to the white room?
Yep, still there.
Okay. And the dark room. Yeah, that one's still there. Those are in the white room. Is everything is white?
Interesting.
The walls are white. The furniture is white. There are some sensory activities in there for the kids to use.
Okay.
But it was a great way to selfishly start like a Saturday morning as a college student. You're like, hey kids, we're gonna go to the white room.
All right, so what would be the purpose behind an all white room or an all dark room?
So it really, I mean, for sensory purposes, it's very calming. And there's like, I don't know what they call them technically, but they're, it looks like bubble tubes. So
it's like a giant version of the 80s Christmas lights. Lava lamp or the Christmas lights that had little bubbles in it. It's a great big tube.
We've seen some interesting some behaviorally complex clients go in there, and you know, they might be having a hard time and being very vocal, and then getting into that room and being completely calm within minutes. And it's, I mean, there's so many interesting and just different things that if you didn't work at a center or a place like Ann Carlson, you'd never know these things even existed. They're just incredible things.
So the other piece that I'm wondering if it's still there or still in use, or how it's going to be more awesome in the new space, it was the pool. They have a pool that is meant to be adaptive, right? So it can, the floor can actually rise or lower depending on the needs of who's in the pool. And it would actually come all the way up, and they would host prom in there, and it would just be a floor.
We still have the zero depth pool. And it was a priority for us to have that in the new center as well. So we are building it. It was, I mean, as prices through the pandemic shot through the roof, and we had to cut some different things, that was a piece that, you know, we've seen first steps taken in that pool. We've seen people gain physical ability back. I mean, you just finished a good bout of PT, I'm sure. So, you know, I think, you know, we've seen some great recovery and some great progress made in that pool. And it was just such a life-changing therapeutic tool. So to not have that in the new center would have been a huge disservice. So it is going to be in there. It will be zero depth again. Cool. So, I mean, you can take people from wheelchair to pool very quickly.
Wonderful.
And it's just, it is amazing. I don't know that we'll host prom in the pool like we do currently, but yeah, it is. Definitely awesome.
So how is that, where are you at in the process for building this new center? Where is it going to be? You said Jamestown, but...
Yeah, so it'll be right next door to Jamestown Regional Medical Center.
So kind of along the interstate.
Right on the interstate. Yeah, sure. You can't miss us when you're passing through Jamestown. It's going to be a similar size, square footage-wise. It's just a better layout with better design features. But, yeah, we are about 75 to 80% of the way through the build.
Are you really?
Yeah. Okay. So it's, I mean... from the time shovels went into the ground to now, it seems like it's went really fast. And by next spring, summertime, depending on how our North Dakota weather decides to be kind or not, will affect when we move in.
Sure.
Because, yeah, it should be done late February, early March, but we're not trying to move people in the middle of winter.
Right.
Right, yeah. Well, one of the things that I always thought was very interesting about the kids that we served there was a lot of them were from North Dakota, but not all of them. We had a couple of students that were from the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
Is there an intentional program for that, or how does that happen, and is that continuing?
Sure. So there's not an intentional program for us to go out and find clients outside of the state, but we are very well known as one of the best pediatric care facilities in the upper part of the United States. So there is a reputation there, and some people who, you know, are luckily not reliant on any type of state aid that use private insurance, or private insurance will cover them to come and be at our center.
Okay.
So there's the possibility, and that's where we get those children from out of state moving to Ann Carlson. And I'm sure you have North Dakotans, that it's not easy for them to make the decision to bring a child to live at the center away from their home.
Right.
You know, the people who have brought their family members to us have almost always said, you know, what Ann Carlson did for my child was far more than I could have done at home.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean, it is a full-time job, especially, you know, it doesn't matter if it's behavior disorder or if it's medical. I mean, the amount of care is a full-time job, and not everybody has the ability to care. So it's great that we have places like Ann Carlson. We didn't really talk about what each of you do for the Ann Carlson Center. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. So I'm the Chief Development Officer. So I get to, I know you said you have the most awesome team, but I'm going to tell you that you're not right. I do. So I get to lead the foundation and the fundraising efforts for Ann Carlson across the state and across the country. And you know, it's just the best thing in the world to fundraise for, because who doesn't want to help people who, you know, by no fault of their own are in a position where they need a little bit more assistance.
Sure.
So
yeah,
it's amazing.
And for my position, I've been here about a year now. I'll be in a year next week. So, and my role's kind of evolved over the course of the first year, but officially, it's an annual fund and prospect research manager.
Okay.
So I search for or help try to cultivate new people to help support our mission.
Okay.
And our existing ones to keep on continuing the support of our mission, as well as looking for our current donors who on an annual basis, and hopefully they keep on supporting the mission of Ann Carlson here into the future.
Great, to make sure that you can do things like have a new center.
And, right.
Yeah, and continue to evolve and serve the needs of the students. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, so what's your favorite part about what you get to do?
Well, I love seeing the impact of what we get to do. So when I walk into one of the centers, or specifically, you know, when I go to the Jamestown campus and, you know, you see the kids cruising around on their bikes with boom boxes on the back, and they pick their own music, and personally really love when they throw on some 80s and 90s jams and cruise the building. But you get to see things like that, to hear the impact stories. You know, there's, as a mom, which I'm blessed that at this point neither of my children have needed services, but I'm so glad that there are places like Ann Carlson for if they did, or if they ever will in the future. So the mom in me just will always say that the changes that are made in people's lives are just, I mean, it'll make me cry, so I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to leave it right there.
I want to know what led you to be a part of the Ann Carlson School. What drew you there? How does it, as you say, how does it fill your cup?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I guess going from that, I've been here about a year.
Yeah.
And how to fills my cup, it kind of goes with even like past couple weeks, I've got a chance to interview a couple families that share their success stories for us, and we'll use them or help use them to help bring, hopefully brings more success to Ann Carlson. But just hearing their voices and their joy that, and when they share their stories of how, what their journey through Ann Carlson with their child receiving services, just really kind of hits you in the heart, because they've gone through a lot.
Yeah.
And then during these interviews, they just break out in tears because the staff and the services they received, or Ann Carlson showing up at the hospital with five caretakers when their child was there for another reason.
Right.
And the staff was there, and they bring in pictures so they make the child feel like more like home.
Wonderful.
And just the smile that these kids on their faces when they're around their providers, it's really heartwarming.
Yeah.
No, I'm kind of hearing. And Tiffy and I got to go out to Jamestown like a couple weeks ago. It was a couple weeks ago now for Zots Arts. So for that program this year, it was in Minot and Jamestown. We went out to the one in Jamestown. So we partner with a company or individual through Zot Arts, and they paint this canvas on this one of the main streets in Jamestown with adaptive equipment.
Oh, wow.
So they get an opportunity to make art, and then we will make that art into pictures and bookmarks and give them to anyone who really wants them.
Fantastic.
And then tells the story a little bit about on the back of the bookmark that we currently have, but it's awesome.
Wow.
We're getting hit all over right in the fields.
We really are, you know, and I tell you what, it's okay to be emotional, because it really takes somebody special to be in those roles. I feel like a lot of our jobs out there, you just kind of go through the motions. So you're in that business frame of mind, but in a role like this, you really do have to kind of put your emotions into it, because you got to know what they're going through. It helps to know what they're going through, and you can feel empathy. Mm-hmm. Is that the word for this here? You feel empathy for the families. And so it's what drives you to do better and continue doing more so that they live a more comfortable life. So God bless you all for doing that.
And for the kids too, because not all of the kids that are there have a family support system.
No
there.
Kidding.
They found their they found their way there through other services.
No kidding. Okay.
And actually, my youngest son's middle name is was named after one of the kids that was there. That if I wasn't working on a holiday and his family wasn't coming into town, he was having a holiday meal with me at my home.
Wow.
You kind of grow attached in that way.
Absolutely.
We have had some individuals who are staff members on campus who ended up adopting.
No kidding.
So to say that they get attached to some of the individuals that come in is a big understatement.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So,
that's beautiful.
Yeah,
love
it's amazing.
Hearing that.
And, you know, just like you, we do still have people that, you know, they make sure that some of the kids who don't have family coming into town for holidays get to come and spend time with them and their family. And, I mean, it is just a beautiful thing, because nobody should have to be alone
for sure
on the holidays. But
Skylar, we got about 2 minutes. Do we want to find out what we can do here to continue supporting?
Absolutely do, yeah. So you've probably got an activity coming up or some sort of fundraising effort. We got to finish off this new school somehow.
Yes.
What can people do to help?
So you can always go to the anncenter.org website. There is a donation page.
Okay.
If you go to the foundation page on our website and you prefer to talk to one of the development officers, myself or Preston, we're always available either by email or phone call, where we'll come and visit with you and talk about the different ways that you can support the mission, whether it's a monetary donation of physical item that might help support supply donations, those kind of things. But certainly the building is a very costly one.
Sure.
And we take donations in all sorts of ways, cash, stock transfer, commodities. So there's a lot of ways to support us. Right now, if you want to support the endowment, there's a nice North Dakota tax credit for people who support endowments.
Sure.
So, you know, feel free to go to the website and, you know, contact any one of us. We're happy to walk you through the process.
Okay, so. Great. Any other events Ann Carlson's got coming up on the radar? Any other ways people can be involved?
Yeah, so November 4th, we will have our Grand Forks fundraising event, which is Grand Corks.
Oh, I love it.
The wine and dine kind of event. Okay. But there will be, it's a fundraiser with a dinner, wine pairing, live auction. It's going to be at the Alaris Center this year. So we're very excited about the new location. But the details and tickets will be available soon on the website.
Okay.
And people are more than welcome to come. We have fundraising efforts all the way across the state at various times of the year, but that's the next one rolling up.
Okay.
Wonderful.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes.
I could talk to you for hours. You have both so much great things to share, and we love what you're doing. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it. This side of country.